1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, certainly the overturning of the conviction of Dean Skelos has sparked many a conversation. We started off early this morning with Assemblyman Dean Murray, and what do you say we end it right now with Doug Kellogg? Well, part of our spotlight segment number three this morning, of course, Doug Kellogg, Reclaim New York, the initiative, remind politicians they work for you right now at reclaimnynow.org. Always a pleasure to talk with him as Mr. Kellogg. I never start my day. Try not to ever start my day without a little bit of Kellogg's. Get it, Doug?
All right. Well, we're going to take care of that this morning. All right now, Jeff.
So be a tiger, will you please? So in essence, you know, when I heard the news yesterday, you were one of the first guys I called because I was outraged. But in essence, you know, when I had time to think about it and we look at what happened with Shelley Silver and a lot of people who are escaping, and it all goes back, by the way, to the old Bob McDonald statue way back, former governor of Virginia a couple of years ago. He's just about to get sentenced, too. To a couple of years in prison, and then all of a sudden the little caveat in the law. But in essence, when you heard this news, Douglas, what was the Kellogg mindset here involved?
Let's run through really quickly what I think is so outrageous here, and what people are not going to understand is that the way the timeline works here is that we see Dean Skelos get convicted, we see Sheldon Silver get convicted, and then we see the Supreme Court McDonald decision,
yeah,
as you noted. And then that changes the definition of corruption. And then we go back with these appeals cases and see that the jury instructions, which sounds like a technicality, are apparently wrong because of a decision that happened after the initial conviction. So there may be legal explanations for all this, but for New Yorkers who are tired of waiting for justice, this is not a satisfactory reason to overturn these convictions, and it's really upsetting.
It is. And, you know, listen, it goes back, and I implore everybody to read the McDonald conviction back in 2014 and about to get a sentence the following year and then, of course, vacated by the Supreme Court and John Roberts. And, you know, the official act, and it really, you know, and I said this earlier because, you know, you got Ed Mangano waiting in the wings, who has to have a bit of a smile on his face as well as his attorneys, because what it does to me is it opens the door for all that is awaiting Ed Mangano and others who would even think of doing these unscrupulous acts while in the power of their office serving the people.
That is the really scary part, is now, yes, the Southern District Attorney can say, the Southern District of New York can say they're going to retry these cases as quickly as possible. But in the interim, What are we left with? I feel like New Yorkers are not protected. I think that's what people feel like. We're not protected against corruption by federal law. You have this case with Mangano. You have a case up in Buffalo that they're starting to talk about. You have these cases around the state that are ongoing, the big bid rigging scheme situation with Joe Percoco, who was close to Governor Cuomo. All of these cases, now we're wondering, well, is this new narrow definition going to mean that these guys are not held accountable for their actions? And what does that do in terms of disincentivizing corrupt acts when folks are in office? That is the terrifying part here. New York was already about the most corrupt state in the country, and now we're going to have to go it without federal protection against corruption.
Yeah.
That is a frightening prospect.
And think about it with Shelley Silver, you know, the former state assembly speaker. He got a sentence, what, 12 years or so in May for taking bribes and kickbacks and used the ruling, the McDonald case, in their appeals, and that's what it's all about. You know, it is incredible how that piece of legislation or the ruling, let's put it that way, that ruling, two and a half years ago, is now the centerpiece of everything that follows.
It is hard to believe. I mean, it's definitely frustrating. You have a Supreme Court that's saying, the taxing power of the federal government is so strong they can tax you if you don't do something, like buy health insurance or eat broccoli. So they can hit you for that. But then we're going to narrow the definition of corruption in, you know, 2015, 2016, when, you know, it's a century after things like Tammany Hall. I mean, why are we redefining what corruption is? in the 21st century. It's a very, you know, look, the law can confuse you, and the law does not have to be logical, but in this case, it seems to be supremely not logical and very frustrating for New Yorkers who now have to wonder, what the heck are we going to do next? And look, if these guys are all off the hook and they're out of, and they're out on the street, we're paying for their pension.
Yeah.
Remember, these guys will not lose their public pensions because of the amendment that may get passed this fall that wouldn't affect these guys. So that may be something Albany can come back and look at in the next session, but it certainly adds insult to injury here, where these guys will be walking free. Maybe they want to run for office again, and they'll be cashing your pension paycheck that you're sending to them.
Yeah.
It seems like a nightmare come to life.
Well, listen, here's the overall thing I get out of it, because basically, as much as we hold true to the fact that we live in the greatest system on the planet as far as the justice system, you know, the Supreme Court essentially is telling elected officials, based on the McDonald case, that they're free to sell access to their office to the highest bidder. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if you want the government to listen, guess what? Be prepared to open your checkbook a little bit here. That's what it's all about, unfortunately, Doug.
I think that's, unfortunately, that's a proper statement. I mean, it seems to give them a pretty clear playbook where they can influence officials, and they just know exactly where that line is not to cross, and they won't be able to get in trouble. And that is alarming, to just give them a clear path to illicitly influencing public officials and favor trading. And as long as they just don't say a magic word or take one specific magic action, then they don't have to fear repercussion. So that's very alarming. That's something that the legislature can look at. I mean, even Congress can look at.
Well, they're going to
have to be ready to pressure.
Whatever it is, they're going to have to define a little bit more extensively of what an official act is. So, you know what? That really needs to be ironed out. And, of course, Doug Kellogg, good to have you aboard here.
Good to be with you, Jay.
There you go. Doug Kellogg, Reclaim New York. We'll talk soon.